This is Dr. Grande. Today I'll analyze the case of Nation Wood and Samantha MG. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the alleged crime, then offer my analysis. Nation Wood was born sometime around 2000 or 2001 and was raised in Kirkland, Washington. In December 2023, when Nation was a student at San Francisco State University, he met a woman named Samantha Catherine MG in a political science class. Samantha was born in Ohio, but raised in California. Nation and Samantha became romantically involved just a few weeks after meeting. In 2024, Nation graduated with a bachelor's degree in political science and government. He found a job as a low-level part-time staffer at the White House, where he had event planning responsibilities. It sounds like he would go to venues prior to events and help prepare. During his time there, he was featured in a photograph with Kamala Harris. Nation kept that part-time job for 1 year and 9 months. He then worked as a property manager for a public storage facility in the San Francisco Bay Area. In January 2026, he declared himself to be an independent pre-event site security advisor. According to his LinkedIn profile, his skills were quite advanced. He wrote, quote, "Provide external advisory site security assessments for events with VIP attendance. Focus areas include access control, movement flow, and identification of environmental vulnerabilities. Services are strictly advisory and designed to support existing EP or event security operations. Experience includes site walkthroughs and advanced coordination alongside U.S. Secret Service for senior government and high net worth principals," unquote. Like many lofty-sounding descriptions on LinkedIn, this one sounds like code for unemployed. But who knows? Maybe Nation made the unlikely transition from public storage facility manager to high-end security professional. As Nation's career was taking off, at least in his own mind, Samantha was also advancing her career. She graduated from college in 2025 with a bachelor's degree in interior design and architecture. Eventually, she found work as a design assistant for an interior design company in San Francisco. In January 2026, the same month when Nation launched his elite security service, he was accepted into the National Guard. In March 2026, right before he was to leave for Missouri for basic training, Samantha moved into his apartment on 22nd Avenue in San Francisco's Sunset District. Her plan was to live there while Nation was away. Their relationship was about to become a nation divided. In preparation for this transition, Nation moved some of his belongings into the garage. He was just a few days from his departure. However, his magical journey to the National Guard was about to experience a significant disruption, one that would come to define a nation. Now moving to the timeline of the alleged crime. On March 24, 2026, at 10:43 p.m., the police responded to Nation Wood's apartment on 22nd Avenue in San Francisco. There they found 22-year-old Samantha MG suffering from a single gunshot wound to her head. She was transported to a hospital where she died. Here's what Nation Wood told the police. Earlier that night, he and Samantha shared their first meal together in the apartment. She went into the apartment's only bathroom to take a shower with the intent of going to bed afterward. For some reason, Nation decided this would be a good time to practice dry firing his firearm. This is when a person pulls the trigger on a weapon that is unloaded. It is a method for practicing technique without consuming any ammunition. The police indicated that Nation's firearm was a pistol, but they did not say whether it was a semi-automatic or a revolver. Nation pointed his pistol at the wall that separated the room that he was in from the bathroom. When he pulled the trigger, the weapon discharged. As it turns out, the pistol was not unloaded after all. Samantha had just stepped out of the shower and moved in front of a medicine cabinet in the bathroom. The bullet from Nation's pistol penetrated the wall and the medicine cabinet before striking Samantha in the head. The police believe that Nation committed a crime by killing Samantha, but he acted without malice. The killing was not intentional. He was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter. If he is convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 4 years in prison. On April 1, 2026, Nation Wood was released from jail after posting a $300,000 bond, and he checked into the mental health unit of a hospital. There were concerns that he wanted to bring an end to his own life. Now moving to my analysis. Nation Wood maintains his innocence, and he has a few supporters. Referring to Samantha's death, Nation's attorney said, "It does seem like a horrific accident." His attorney also said the case did not involve domestic violence in its common meaning. The couple was in a loving, committed relationship, and Nation had been sober for 15 months prior to the shooting. That last statement makes it seem like Nation had an alcohol use problem at one time. The state of California, of course, disagrees that Nation is innocent. Although they believe he had no intent to kill, he still demonstrated criminally negligent behavior. Samantha's family and friends have suggested that the state is offering a very generous interpretation in Nation's favor by only charging him with involuntary manslaughter. They have implied that he may have acted intentionally. If that was the case, Nation would be guilty of murder, a more serious crime with a much longer prison term. The state is aware of the concerns of family and friends and is willing to consider upgrading the charge if new evidence supports it. In my opinion, there is not much doubt that Nation is guilty of involuntary manslaughter, although of course he maintains the presumption of innocence. The real question in this case is this: is Nation guilty of murder? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea he is guilty, starting with the inculpatory factors. Samantha's family and friends told the media that the relationship between her and Nation was characterized by Nation's alcohol consumption, aggression, and possessive behavior. Early in the relationship, he traveled to Spain for a study abroad program. His alcohol consumption increased when he was there. This led to a physical altercation in a bar, which left him hospitalized temporarily. During this time, Samantha lived with roommates in California. When Nation returned to California, Samantha's roommates did not feel comfortable with Nation sleeping over. They described episodes of yelling, showing up intoxicated at the door, and making racist and homophobic comments. Apparently, Nation stayed overnight in Samantha's residence anyway. When this happened, the roommates locked their bedroom doors due to their fear of him. Allegedly, Nation broke up with Samantha for no reason, then pretended he was joking. One of Samantha's coworkers said that Nation would impose a 10 p.m. curfew on her, even though they were not living together. These behaviors could be considered a form of emotional mistreatment. The circumstances surrounding the shooting are extremely suspicious. Nation pointed his weapon at a wall in his apartment. He knew, or should have known, that Samantha was on the other side of that wall. Nation pulled the trigger. He claimed that he believed the weapon was empty, but clearly, the weapon was not. It was Nation's responsibility to ensure the pistol was empty. It is difficult to believe that when Nation discharged the weapon, out of all the places the bullet could have traveled in that apartment, it just happened to go through a wall and fatally strike Samantha in the head. She was the only other person in the apartment, and the gunshot killed her. If someone randomly pointed a gun in that apartment and pulled the trigger, the probability of a person dying would be extremely low. Moving to the exculpatory factors, Nation and Samantha had their problems, but many couples do. Alcohol consumption, controlling behavior, and manipulation affect a substantial number of romantic relationships. Most of those relationships do not end with murder. The killing in this case could be unrelated to the couple's past problems. Nation did not have an obvious motive to kill Samantha. Nobody had made any accusations about cheating. They were not threatening each other. Both of them may have been immature, but they appeared to get along reasonably well right before the shooting. It's difficult to believe that Nation was calculating enough to commit a murder in this manner. Shooting through a wall and striking a victim in the head is a very unusual and complicated method of homicide, one that would necessitate planning. It doesn't really fit with a heat-of-the-moment murder. One obstacle is the geometry. How did Nation know that if he fired the weapon, the bullet would fatally strike Samantha in the head? Samantha had just moved into the apartment. Did she already develop a routine that Nation could track, like she would stand in the exact same place after getting out of the shower? Even if the geometry was perfect, there are other considerations when shooting through a wall and a medicine cabinet. The bullet could be deflected or slowed to a point where it is less lethal or not lethal. The bullet could have missed Samantha altogether, or it could have struck her, but not killed her. If one bullet did not kill Samantha, Nation was out of options. The party would have been over that instant. It wasn't like he could fire for a second time. He would be charged with murder for certain if he did that. The police would never believe him if he claimed that he accidentally fired twice. He had only one shot to kill her. Another factor to consider is how, even if Nation was successful and killed Samantha with one shot, there would be a high probability of being convicted of involuntary manslaughter. That's a lot better for Nation than being convicted of murder, but few people plan to commit a murder in a way where they know they will be convicted of a felony. Most killers want to escape justice completely. All the desperation and begging for a lesser charge come later in the process, after a suspect is arrested. Killers don't start out that way. They don't begin a homicidal journey hoping for a lesser charge. They want to walk away with zero penalty. When considering all the evidence in this case that is available so far, do I believe that Nation Wood is guilty of murder? In my opinion, no. I'm not convinced he is guilty of murder beyond a reasonable doubt. The theory of intentional killing requires a level of precision, planning, and foresight that is inconsistent with the evidence in this case. I don't think this was a calculated act of violence, rather a person who believed he was more competent than he actually was. As I mentioned, I believe Nation is guilty of involuntary manslaughter beyond a reasonable doubt. My opinion in this case would change if Nation was standing very close to the wall when he pulled the trigger, like if the pistol was just a few inches from the wall. No details about the distance involved have been released by the police, so really there is no way to know at this point what Nation is guilty of, if anything. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Samantha M.G. was described by friends as insecure as far as romantic relationships. She tolerated Nation Wood's alleged mistreatment of her because she did not want to lose him. She was repeatedly warned that his bad behavior was unacceptable, and she promised to leave him. However, every time the couple separated, they reunited shortly afterward. Samantha knew this was unwise, stating that Nation turned her into the worst version of herself. In December 2024, 15 months before the fatal shooting, Nation entered an intensive outpatient treatment program for his alcohol use because Samantha demanded that he get help. When he completed the program, Samantha claimed that he was nicer and she wanted to give him another chance. In December 2025, Samantha broke up with Nation. She explained to her friends that she was tired of his controlling ways. Within a few months, they were back together. Samantha said that she felt silly over how upset she was before with Nation. She realized that he only behaved badly because he cared for her so much. It appears as though Nation manipulated Samantha, which contributed to her ignoring clear warning signs that he was destructive. Nation had other problems beyond possibly being manipulative. During his part-time, low-level job at the White House, Nation worked in proximity to the Secret Service. After this, he held himself out as some type of security expert for VIPs. This is like a person flying in first class saying they helped the pilot land the plane. Simply being close to the Secret Service doesn't make a person an agent. A part-time staffer who checked ID cards at the door or something like that doesn't have the skills to scan nearby buildings for snipers. It appears as though Nation had a tendency of unrealistically assessing his own abilities. He was grandiose and overconfident. On the night of the shooting, Nation was playing with his pistol, maybe pretending that he was James Bond. His weapon handling and safety skills were inferior. He pointed the loaded gun at the wall for the bathroom and pulled the trigger. Unfortunately, Samantha was in the path of the bullet. As I mentioned, it is possible this was an intentional killing. That would change everything as far as the assessment. It would move Nation from an incompetent Secret Service wannabe to a calculating killer who carefully planned a technically challenging murder. For Nation to be charged with murder and convicted, people would have to believe that he was incredibly competent. Fortunately for Nation, his past behavior strongly suggests otherwise. Here is one way to summarize this case. A man named Nation, who suffered from skill inflation and exaggeration, avoided separation through manipulation. While lacking the education and qualification in firearm preparation and verification, he engaged in a demonstration which, despite deflection and obstruction, achieved an execution through miscalculation, if not intention. Those are my thoughts on the case of Nation Wood and Samantha MG. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.